Nearly half the people who own a smartphone say they couldn't live without it, according to the Pew Research Center. As for the personal assistants inside the phone, not so much. Apple's Siri, or Google Now, can do a quick search or give a snarky answer to a question. But imagine having a phone that really gets you on a personal level. Turns out the two tech giants, Google and Apple, disagree on whether that's a worthy goal. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
Google is rolling out its new personal assistant tool, it's called Now on Tap, this fall. The company says it'll be as useful as Google Maps.
Maps has this like transformative power that like you never get lost.
Aparna Chennapragada is director of product.
That's kind of the power tool effect, that imagine if you had a, you know, assistant on the phone that actually helped you not get lost in many other parts of life.
Let's take a simple, mundane example. You're playing a song in Spotify, the music app.
Okay, Google, what's their latest album?
Coldplay's latest album is A Head Full of Dreams.
Notice that Chennapragada didn't have to name the band. She just said their latest album. She didn't have to leave the app to go do a web search. She summoned the assistant with two words, okay, Google, and it replied in the moment. Let's take a slightly more complex example, planning a trip.
So the email says,
Chennapragada tells Google Now to scan an email she got from her friend. It's about visiting the Grand Canyon.
Don't forget to pack sweaters. We found the temperature at night can get pretty low. Have fun.
The personal assistant creates a reminder in her calendar to pack sweaters, and it doesn't create a reminder to have fun. That's because it's getting better at understanding natural language, the way people talk to each other, not just to computers. The tool is also getting better at giving information we don't even know to ask for.
You're at Disneyland, for example, right? Turns out most people look for the popular rides and their wait times, right? Why should you have to look for that afresh? We should be able to like proactively tell you that.
Proactively tell you because it knows about Disneyland, about the other Google users at Disneyland, and about you. When you opt into the assistant, you're giving Google permission to analyze your activity in all Google products, search, Gmail, calendar, photos, everything. And you're letting Google look at your activity outside its products, like in the music app Spotify. Apple's approach is very different. Listen to Craig Federighi, Senior Vice President for Software Engineering, speaking at Apple's recent developer conference.
We don't mine your email, your photos, or your contacts in the cloud to learn things about you. We honestly just don't want to know.
Apple is working on a new tool to make Siri smarter. It's called Intelligence, and it will not be linked to a user's Apple ID. It's anonymous, more like a hotel concierge who helps you but doesn't know your name. Privacy fans like this decision, but technologists, like the guy who helped create Siri, say that makes for a less useful product.
Well, it's less compelling if it's anonymous because you have to describe in detail everything you want it to do rather than it applying those things on your behalf.
Doug Kitlaus isn't commenting on Apple specifically, but on how important personal data is for the next generation of personal assistants to work.
In your car and talking to your phone and your computer and maybe your refrigerator. It's so much easier if the system can identify that it's you talking and it can talk to you in a way that it knows you.
It might look like Apple and Google are drawing philosophical lines in the sand. But Horace DeDue, a tech analyst with Asimco, says it's really economic lines. Apple makes money by selling devices. That's why they don't value your data, financially speaking. But Google's
business model, in contrast, is about selling the information about the user. So an advertiser will be given a better chance of getting the attention of the audience.
In the last few years, the smartphone has given Google a hard time. Yes, more than a billion people use the company's Android operating system, but revenue per user has gone down at times. People are listening to Coldplay on Spotify, not visiting a search page. DeDue says the personal assistant is Google's big move to reinsert itself. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.